On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Here's what customers are saying about Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wirzgala for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wirzgala did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wirzgala.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank. Real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Spring gives us a feel of new, refreshed. Summer road trips are coming. And now is the time to visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maury's Hello Spring Savings is going on now. Enjoy Maury's Promise complimentary lifetime powertrain warranty and best price first. New 2024s means more inventory and more savings for you. Plus, during Maury's Hello Spring Savings, Maury's is offering $750 in trade assist. Same great team, service, and store. Brand new name, Maury's, moving life forward.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Welcome back to Max Playoff Pregame here on WOGO Sports, live on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, along with Val Knobloch of Max TV. Before this matchup between the 6-seed McDonald Max and the 3-seed Spring Valley Cardinals, it's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. On paper, certainly an underdog here going on the road against a rested team, Mark Maloney. So what does McDonald have to do to move on to a regional final tomorrow night?
I think they got to just stay composed. Keep their cool and get out there and see what they can do right off the bat. Again, they're going to have to play some good defense, and let's get our offense rolling, see what Spring Valley comes out and plays us defensively, and get our offense rolling. I think these kids are, you know, coming off that big win. I think they're pretty motivated. I think they are composed, so I think they just need to relax out there and have some fun.
Maybe take a cue from the Lady Max about how to start out hot, yes. That's for sure. Looking forward to it. Thank you for joining us here on Max TV. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, Val Knobloch, WOGO, Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Your player introductions and tip-off next on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together. I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
B-York's brand
metal roof.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Playoff Basketball here on WOGO Sports and Max TV. Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney with you, along with Val Knobloch over on the radio station 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Mark Halverson on the call. Chi High Boys Basketball on the road against Marshfield. Starting off lineups for McDonald. The starters, Cooper Mittermeier, 5'11", junior guard number 3, 12.9 points per game to lead the team, also leads the team in assists. Cale Holmwood just hit that game winner Tuesday night, 5'10", sophomore guard number 22nd on the team at 12 points per game, 2 assists per game as well. Jordan Sikoris, 6'3", junior guard number 24, second on the team in assists, 9.1 points per game. Carson Galvez, third leading scorer, 6'3", sophomore forward number 33, 9.4 points per game and 5.7 rebounds. And rounding out the starting five, Mason Bussey, 6'4", sophomore center number 50, 4.7 points per game, leads the team at 7 rebounds per game. At the helm, Adam Schilling, 6th season as head coach, 112 victories versus 47 defeats. Cade Stashik, a junior number 2, 16 points per game, a junior. Caden Robilia, a senior number 10, 5'7". Diego Schmidt, another senior, a forward, 7.6 points per game, 5'10". Jameson Bauer, number 32, 10 points per game, a senior, 5'10", forward. And rounding out the starting five, their big fella, he's 6'6", a junior forward, Mason Wolf, number 34, 9.6 points per game. Again, two in double figures, but a couple more very close for the starting five for the Spring Valley Cardinals, the number three seed. Spring Valley, white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with maroon on the sides of the tanks and shorts, maroon numerals, and jet black piping and outlines. McDonald resplendent in their traveling royal blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, white numerals with the gold piping and the gold and white accents. So the Cardinal logo at midcourt. Wolf against Jordan Sikoris. Jordan out jumps him. 6'3" against 6'6". And McDonald will attack left to right as we begin this game here in a regional semifinal. Good to have you with us. We had our Toys and Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. McDonald trying to start out hot, and they will. I think they heard you. Cooper Mittermeier books a three from the right wing. 3-0 the max. They were 9 of 37 from three in that game November 28th against Spring Valley that they lost by three. To answer for three, yes, for Spring Valley. That's number 10, Caden Robilia. Both teams did not shoot a very high percentage back at the end of November, first game of the season for McDonald. Turnover as a pass gets away from Carson Galvez and into the Spring Valley bench. 3-3, 49 seconds gone by here in the first half. Stashek, their leading scorer, the junior. Pretty strong junior class here for Spring Valley. Leaves it for Robelia. Work back to Stashek on the left wing. Up top, thinking about a three, passing up Jameson Bauer. Leaving on the right side for the bearded Diego Schmidt. Now up top between the wheels, Robelia leaves it on the left wing. Working around the perimeter, back to Robelia. Carson Galvez crosses out on him. Feed into the post, kick out to Robelia in the right corner. Patient possession here for Spring Valley. Stashek drives baseline, pulls up his dribble, loops it back up top. Fire in the corner, Robelia wide open for another three. Far side of the rim, no rebound, fought for. Offensive rebound, put back too strong. Another offensive rebound from Schmidt off the glass and good.
That was a battle under there.
Mason Wolf, the junior, and Diego Schmidt, 6 foot six and 5 foot ten. Just a little more want to on the rebound that time. 5-3. Going hard on the floor for it. Spring Valley and out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. Our view a little blocked here by the student section, but a couple turnovers early on for the Max boys.
Take care of the basketball.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Almost 2 minutes gone by here in this regional semi. McDonald trails 5-3 here on the road at Spring Valley. Robelia to Schmidt, right wing, looking into the post. Goes up top, passing up the three there, firing back to Schmidt, straddling the arc, right wing. Stashek, they'll fire down to the post. They're big fella, 6 foot six. Kick out, Robelia, wide open look at a three. That one well off the mark. Offensive rebound, put back way too strong. Schmidt fighting for it again, and he's tied up. And possession will stay with Spring Valley. But
jump
Schmidt
ball.
And Mason Wolf are both beasts on the boards right now. Again, this is a well-rested Spring Valley team as they got a first-round bye. Inbounds into left corner. Robelia pulls up from 15, way off the mark. Long rebound caroms in the arms of Cooper Mittermeier. Cale Holm, right corner. Long cross-court skip. Carson Galvez, kick left corner. Splash for three. Carson Galvez gives McDonald the lead. Galvez, his 32nd three-point make of the season. 6-5 McDonald, 15-18 to go. Stashek in the left corner, outside the arc, loops it back up top for Diego Schmidt. Works it to the right side, that's Bauer. Bauer against Cale Holm, puts it on the floor with the left hand, one bounce. Up top, Robelia leaves for Schmidt outside the arc. Stashek now up top, little head fake against Cooper Mittermeier. Testing with the dribble out to Robelia, leaves for Bauer. Bauer pulls one down in the lane, knocked away and stolen by Carson Galvez. Someone got a piece of that pass. Carson left wing, outside the arc. Loops into the corner to Cale Holm. Holm back up top to Carson Galvez. Jordan Sikora. Right wing up top. Cooper Mittermeier finds Cale Holm. Holm lofts a three.
Oh,
splash!
Nice.
3-for-3 from distance, McDonald. And three different players hitting them as well. 9-5. McDonald up 4. Early going here in this regional semi. Diego Schmidt right side. Stashek drops down to the big fella, Mason Wolf. Kick out up top, Robelia for his second three. That one well off the mark. Wolf offensive rebound going right up against Mason Bussey. Comes up short, Carson Galvez snatches the rebound. Sikora into the right corner, Cale Holm. Holm driving baseline, loops a pass into the left corner. Carson Galvez for another three. That one rattles in and out. Mason Wolf clears the rebound.
Good luck.
9-5, McDonald with the lead. Under 13:50 to play here in the first half. Stashek, their leading scorer, left wing up top, Robelia.
And there's a lot of beef in that middle to get there with Mason Bussey going up against Wolf.
Stashek left wing, up top to Bauer between the wheels. Leaves it for Diego Schmidt right side. Back up top, Robelia. Fire at the high post. Stashek turns, trying to fire his way between a couple defenders out to Schmidt. Schmidt is short, and rebound fought down by Bussey and over to Jordan Sikora. Sikora across the logo, flips over to Carson Galvez, left wing. Galvez crosses over on his man, gets by a couple defenders, blocked on the way to the hoop. Bauer, long lead feed ahead. Is it too far for Robelia? He cannot save it and actually exits the gym as he pounds his way through a door. Right idea, but a little bit too much mustard on the pass. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. 9-5 McDonald, 13-16 and counting to go here. First half from Spring Valley. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, will go sports on Max TV tonight. Cale Holm up top. Holm loops it over for Cooper Mittermeier to Jordan Sikora in the right wing. Sikora maintaining the dribble, crossing over, lost it near midcourt now. Carson Galvez to Cooper Mittermeier, left wing. Mittermeier puts on the floor with the right hand, fires it down to Carson Galvez, pass off the mark, out of bounds. Another turnover for the Max. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max.
David Anderson's in to give Mason a little breather.
Anderson, number 13, 6'1", junior forward. Stashek up top. McDonald holding on to a two-possession lead, 9-5. Quick three from Stashek. That one rattles in. Confident shot there for the junior for the Cardinals. 9-8. Max lead cut to a single point. Gavez hand off to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier pulls up for three left of the circle. Quick. Rattles it in. Quick four makes.
Nice.
I believe that's the second make for Cooper from downtown already tonight. He had four on Tuesday night. 12-8, McDonald. All their points coming from range. Sub in for Spring Valley was number 5, Trevor Forcer. He's a junior, averages 3.3 points per game, 5'10". Another three comes up short, grazes the front of the rim, and Jordan Sikora clears the rebound. Sikora flips to Cooper Mittermeier, transition three, back rim. He thought that one was going down. It sure looked good.
It did. They're both launching them.
Grant Smisky's going to check in for Coach Schilling in a moment. Trevor Forcer, right side, testing with a dribble still outside the arc, working a pivot, wants some help, flips it down to number 12, Caleb Bartko. He's a junior, and a steal by McDonald. Cale Holm, he needs some help, and now he lost the ball at midcourt. Bauer coming the other way. Bauer fires into the right corner. Stashek wide open for three. That one rims in and out. Carson Galvez pulls down the rebound. Outlet, Cooper Mittermeier back to Galvez left wing. Shoots into the left corner. Jordan Sikora between a couple defenders and a whistle and a foul on the ground. 11-13 to go first half, 12-8 McDonald. That is our first foul of the game. Eli Stepp and Grant Smisky coming in. Smisky number 1, the 5'10 junior guard. Stepp, 5'9 sophomore guard, number 2. Season highs of 14 and 15 points for them. Grant Smisky now will trigger this inbound. His team up 4. Grant holding, waiting, still looking, finds Cooper Mittermeier. Quick trigger on a 3, left wing side of the rim. No. Rebound fought for, knocked out by Mittermeier. Sikora on the ground and flips it over to David Anderson to Eli Stepp up top. Grant Smisky left wing. Grant outside the arc. Up top, Eli Stepp. Now McDonald ratcheting up their intensity on the offensive glass. David Anderson to Cooper Mittermeier left wing. One bounce up top, Jordan Sikora. Sikora to Grant Smisky. Smisky, couple bounces, David Anderson. Leaves for Eli Stepp. Steph looking to the post, now across the foul line. Bump, kick out Grant Smisky. Smisky fights a pass over to Jordan Sikora. Sikora for Cooper Mittermeier. They're going to guard him a lot closer now after he's hit a couple three-pointers. David Anderson, left side feed. Grant Smisky looking to the post. Nothing there.
Oh,
Smisky.
Just David wide open.
Lost it.
It over.
Steal by Stashek, and Eli Stepp with a reach in and a foul. Chippewa Valley Financial Services is always proud to back the Max with offices in Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire. Chippewa Valley Financial Services is your financial goals partner online at ChippewaTaxAccounting.com. That's ChippewaTaxAccounting.com.
Eli picked up his first team foul.
12-8, it remains McDonald. Stashek high on the left. Grant Smisky on him. Stashek for Bauer. Now Grant Smisky closing out over there. Forster up top. Back to Bauer. They'll fire it down into the post. Left block extended. Kick out up top. Forster bobbles for a moment. Wheeling gives left side. Bauer for three. Wow. Drains it. Both teams certainly are out to prove that it was a fluke the way they shot back in November. 12-11 McDonald. Three made threes for Spring Valley. Four for McDonald. At the left elbow, Eli Stepp to David Anderson. Anderson up top, Grant Smisky, who lost his shoe and has got to put it back on as action continues.
Yep.
Eli Stepp flips it near midcourt for Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper back to Eli Stepp. 9.5 to go. Kick to Grant Smisky in the right corner. Back to Eli, right wing. Outside the yard to Cooper Mittermeier up top. Stasha quick closeout on him. Eli Stepp crosses over on his man, going in hard. Drops down David Anderson. Floats one up high, a little bit too strong off the back of the rim. Anderson can hop, that's for sure.
Yes, he can.
Almost halfway through the first half, 12-11. McDonald holding on to a tenuous one-point lead. Anderson knocks a ball loose, but retrieving it underneath Diego Schmidt for an easy two.
think that went off of David's head.
He kind of winced and turned away from it and just took a lucky bounce, I guess, right back to Spring Valley. Now they retake the lead 13-12 with that basket from Schmidt.
He's still kind of having some trouble there seeing out of that eye.
Grant Smisky up top, Cooper Mittermeier. Back to Grant on the right wing. Jordan Sikora matched up against Diego Schmidt. Sikora hanging in the air. Shot changed on the way up. David Anderson, offensive rebound, kick out. Eli Stepp, good look at a three. That went off the side of the rim. No. Rebound knocked away by Grant Smisky. Back to Cooper Mittermeier up top. Mittermeier attacking in the paint, and a whistle and a foul on Spring Valley.
Long Bauer.
Good work there again on the offensive glass for McDonald. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. That's NestleJobs.com. Inbounds to Jordan Sikora. Mason Bussey back out there, and Bussey gets it crashing in hard, high off the glass, a little bit too strong.
That was a great pass. Great look by Mason, just a little too hard off the glass.
13-12 Spring Valley. Robelia has it high on the right. Up top for Poulin. Elijah Poulin, who just came in. Stashek now between the wheels against Cooper Mittermeier. Robelia right wing, Smisky on him. Donald in a zone now. Right side, Robelia. Outside the yard, comes to a jump stock over to Stashek. Stashek, pull up just inside the left elbow. Good. Largest lead of the night, 15-12 for Spring Valley. Eli Stepp right wing. Stepp, couple bounces with the left hand. Grant Smisky to Cooper Mittermeier, left corner. Cooper Mittermeier to Mason Bussey. Bussey called for Stepp's. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com. And Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, Cale Holm, Carson Galvez back out there. So the original starting five on the floor now for Coach Adam Schilling. His team trailing by a full possession, 15-12. 7:15 to go in the first half here from Spring Valley. And this regional semi will go sports on Max TV. Robili outside the arc, has it on the right hip, goes high post, kick into the left corner. Good look at a three for Spring Valley. No offensive rebound. Putback is up and in. Caleb Bartko with his first basket. 17-12.
Yeah, he just kind of went up and took that rebound away from a couple of McDonald kids.
Mittermeier to Galvez. Galvez, good look at a three right side. That one too strong. Mason Bussey can't quite fight down the rebound. It's loose in the far corner, and Robelia able to pull it in before it goes out of bounds. On the left wing, that's Poulin. Robelia now with 6.5 minutes to go. 17-12. Kick out for a deep three side of the rim. No, long rebound track down by Cale Holm. He shovels it ahead. Carson Galvez to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier across the timeline to Cale Holm right wing. Carson Galvez back to Cale outside the arc right side. Bland catch there up top, Cooper Mittermeier. Almost two-thirds of the way through the first half. McDonald trails by 5, 17-12 here at Spring Valley. Driving in hard, shot changed, no offensive rebound, put back, counted, and a foul for Jordan Sikora. He would not give up on the play.
He fought for that one.
And Sikora, first trip to the line for either team tonight. Desire, determination, dedication, that's 3D Fitness in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations in Eau Claire and downtown Chippewa open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. That's 3D Fitness. Jordan Sikora, his first bucket. Now for the free throw. Perfect. 59% foul shooter. That one was golden. 17-15, McDonald trails by two. Now some three-quarter court pressure again. Bauer. Pass to Schmidt, just inside the arc left wing. Up top, Stashek. Stashek against Cooper Mittermeier. Maintaining a right-handed bounce. 5:48 to go. Leaves it for Diego Schmidt. Power left wing. Drops down to their big fella, Mason Wolf. Kick out, Robelia. Quick trigger on a three. Front rim, no. Rebound, Jordan Sikora, and he's hammered by Schmidt. Yep. And that is another foul, the fourth on Spring Valley. McDonald's committed just one.
Second on Schmidt.
Man, if you can get Diego Schmidt out of there, too, the way he rebounds the basketball, he's going to have to take a seat here. 5:37 left to go in the first half. Close, fairly low scoring game here. Gale Holm, quick trigger on a three to give McDonald back the lead. No offensive rebound, Jordan Secor, but he lost it in the paint. Now Stashek comes racing out of there. Stashek spinning in the lane, and he's fouled. Gale Holm,
I believe so.
Called for that one. Yep. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490, 723-9490. Stop by or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Free throw is good for Kate Stashek. He now has 6 points, 18-15, to make it a two-possession game, and he will. 19-15, Spring Valley. Junior with a game high in points. Jordan Secor to Carson Galvez. Galvez probes with the left hand. Works over to Secor via Cooper Mittermeier. Jordan Secor into the lane, comes up with a jump stop, pushes it up and in for two. And a timeout taken by McDonald as they're within two. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is McDonald Max Playoff Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Welcome back to Spring Valley High School, home of the Cardinals. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. WOGO Sports on Max TV. Val Knobloch running the Max TV live stream. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Under 5 minutes to go here in the first half. McDonald hanging right with Spring Valley in the 6-3 matchup. Spring Valley, this is their first playoff game. Got a first-round bye as the three seed in a home game here. Now the Cardinals with the basketball. Long pass over to Bauer in the right corner. He'll skip it back left wing. That's Forster. Forster driving down the lane. Pushes one up with the right hand. No. Coming out of there with a head of steam. And pushing a pass too far ahead. Jordan Secor looking for Cale Holm. And Holm, unfortunately, wasn't looking for the basketball.
No, he's trying to cut to the basket a little sooner.
For 20 and change to play. Robelia has it right at the circle. Fouls, four for Spring Valley, two for McDonald. Bauer back to Robelia, who hit that opening three for the Cardinals. Stashek has kind of taken over now. Bauer left wing. Mittermeier closes out on him. Right side, Forster. Into the right corner, Robelia. Under 4 minutes to go, 19-17 McDonald. Bauer pushes a pass out to Robelia. Again, a quick trigger on a three. That one's an air ball, but an offensive rebound. A putback for Mason Wolf. Got to get a body on him.
Timeout
taken. Full timeout, so we'll take a break for 60 seconds as well. 21-17, 3:52 to go first half. This is WOGO Sports on Max TV.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
On the court,
the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at CVOSM.com.
We're back to the action momentarily here. WOGO Sports on Max TV from Spring Valley High School. McDonald on the road here in this regional semifinal. Winner presumably takes on Cameron tomorrow night. Cameron, the two seed, playing Shell Lake tonight. Cale Holm out of the timeout. Pops in and out on a three from the right corner. That one would have been helpful.
Big rebound there by Wolf.
And Wolf just scored his first basket before the timeout, but he has really been a force in the paint. 6'6", just a junior. 21-17, the Cardinals lead the Max. 3:19 to go here, first half. 4-point game, so still within striking distance for McDonald. Of course, he really would rather not go down. Three possessions here before the break. Mobilia up top. To the left side, that's Forster. Forster to Stashek. Stashek between the wheels, tough shot, pull up for a three. That one in and out, and Mason Bussey fights down the rebound. Cooper Mittermeier loops ahead. Jordan Sikora, long cross court skip. Carson Galvez wide open for a three. Splashed it!
Good to see him hitting him.
What a great find. Sikora across the floor to Galvez, who hit his second triple of the night. 21-20, McDonald within a point. 2.5 to go. Stashek left wing against Cale Holm. Right side, Bauer. Back to Robilia. Forster now right of the circle. Cooper Mittermeier dancing in front of him to Stashek. Stashek hesitation with the dribble. Out to Bauer, passes up a three. Drops it down to Mason Wolf in the paint, and Wolf is held up and fouled by Carson Galvez. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Haliand anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Max! From Nicolet Bank. That was the third team foul against McDonald, first on Carson Galvez. Into Forster. Forster whips one to the left corner. Robilia. They'll work it back up top with the dribble to Bauer. Bauer fires it into the post, losing it off his shoe, but back out to Bauer was Stashek. Now Forster picks up his dribble way beyond the arc, loops it over to Stashek opposite side. Cale Holm right in front of him. They'll drop it down to Mason Wolf in the post. He fires a pass along the baseline and hitting the baseline. No. I thought it was dribbled out of bounds. They'll call a kick on McDonald. 1:53 to play first half. 21-20. 1-point advantage for the Spring Valley Cardinals over your McDonald Mavs. Inbounds to Bauer. Bauer off the glass. No. Rebound fought for and last touch by McDonald. And that's again Mason Wolf just causes a lot of trouble down there. Sometimes your focus not on getting the rebound, but keeping him away from it. Inbounds coming up here. They throw it off the back of Mason Bussey, but Carson Galvez says, I've seen that trick before, and grabs the loose ball. Cale Holm to Jordan Sikora. Sikora back to Cale Holm, right wing. Cale crossing over on his defender up top, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier just left of the circle, guarded by Robilia. Screen from Carson Galvez for Jordan Sikora up top. Cooper Mittermeier, 90 seconds to play first half. McDonald trailing by one, 21-20. Cooper Mittermeier off a Bussey screen. Mittermeier flips it out. Carson Galvez. Galvez attacking right to the rim, block from behind by Mason Wolf. That's an athletic play by Wolf. He can move. Kick to Robilia. Wide open for three in the corner. No, long rebound out to Cooper Mittermeier, and he's fouled as Stashek inadvertently ran him over on a loose ball foul. That is the fifth whistle against Spring Valley. 1:09 to play here before the break. The way both of these teams are playing defense, they're going to need that breather at the locker room.
Yes. The second half's going to be quite the battle.
Everything you would expect from playoff basketball. Second round action here in the WIAA Division IV tournament. Mason Bussey to Cale Holm, right wing. Cale pass fake, left side, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier outside the arc, finds Carson Galvez. Galvez directing traffic from that right wing. Cale Holm gives him a little bit of a slip screen there. Cale Holm looking to the post, not there. Jordan Secor up top with 46 seconds to play. Donald trails by one. Holm left wing. Jens Bauer to Carson Galvez. Finds Jordan Secor. Shooting section back on their feet here at Spring Valley. Galvez to Cale Holm. Holm spots up a three. Front rim, no. Rebound, Mason Wolf hands it off to Stashek with 29 seconds left.
Spring Valley can hold for the last shot.
They lead 21-20. Mobilia right wing. Both teams have some fouls left to give here in the first half. They can play aggressive defense if they so choose. 14 seconds left, and Stashek has it up top. They're going to let him go to work. He's got the logo at midcourt with 10 seconds. Over to Mobilia right wing. Mobilia up top, Mason Wolf. Wolf up top, leaves it for Stashek with 3 seconds. Stashek with two, Stashek with one. To Bauer to beat the buzzer, back rim, no. And a one-point game at the half. An entertaining first half. Thank you for joining us here on Max TV. At the break, it's Spring Valley 21 and McDonald 20. We'll step out and be back after this with stats, highlights, analysis, and more. This is Max Basketball, WOGO Sports on Max TV.
Founded 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations. 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Both teams warming up before the second half begins here in Spring Valley. McDonald trailing 21-20. Before that action, let's have Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, our halftime tradition. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb, and I want to give a great big shout-out and a congratulations to Greg Hovland. He's been on our list for quite a while. He's a Colfax grad. He's a young man that I coached over there in football. Just a fantastic young man. And I mentioned the other day he was in line to put on a Master Sergeant. Well, today he put it on. So I've seen some pictures out there, and he's looking good. I'm very, very proud of that young man. He was helped him get into the Air Force, and what a great move for him. He's having a great career there, so congratulations to Greg Hovland. Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Alex Maloney is down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Joy Kavishik at Holloman Air Force Base, New Mexico. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Sarah Passenbovey with the 133rd Civil Engineers out of Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Kristen Levezer Davis, one of our longtime listeners. She's always listening to us. She's listening to us tonight. She's in the Air Force Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen at Security Forces in the Navy Brig out in San Diego. Austin Tolleson in the Marine Corps Reserves out of Great Lakes, Illinois. John Hayton, another Colfax grad in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Brandon Anderson, another Colfax grad, is on active duty in the Navy. Wayne Trimble, a McDonald grad at Fort McCloy in the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Noah Stewart is a Chi-High grad stationed at Lackland Air Force Base. I'm trying to catch up to that young man. I know he's got some things going on. Noah Christofferson, a 2021 McDonald grad, is an Army specialist at Fort Carson, Colorado. Ellie Eckes is a McDonald grad with the Army National Guard. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi-High grad in the Air Force at Hill Air Force Base, Utah. Matt Pulver at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska. He's flying reconnaissance RC-135s. And Mason Gadle, a 2022 Chi-High grad with the Merchant Marines. And a huge, huge thank you. And please be safe to all of our military out there. What a fantastic country we live in because of them.
And still room to add more before sectional final game for the Lady Macs tomorrow. So let us know. You can email WOGO at WOGO.com or get in touch with us via social media, something like that. You want to add another name to the list, and we're hoping for a doubleheader tomorrow, a sectional final and regional final. McDonald will start out with the basketball here in the second half, trailing 21-20. Cale Holm will try to start out with a bang, and he will! Left corner pocket splash on the three.
Starting out quick.
McDonald, 23-21. Hitting a three to begin both halves, and now three different players, each with a pair of triples for Coach Adam Schilling and the Macs. 23-21. Pass knocked away for a moment. Kick over to Robilia, who hit that three to start the game for the Cardinals to answer McDonald's early three. Stashek up top, who had a game-high 7 points in the first half. Robilia left wing. Got original starting five, Cale Holm, Cooper Mittermeier, Carson Galvez, Mason Bussey, Jordan Sikora working a 2-3 zone, trying to shoot his way out of it. Stashek, no offensive rebound. Diego Schmidt up and in for two. He has 6 points, and he has been a problem on the boards.
Sat out quite a bit in the first half because of fouls.
23 apiece now. Carson Galvez left corner for Cooper Mittermeier, Cale Holm right wing. Cale working off a Mason Bussey screen up top to Carson Galvez, passes up the three. Jordan Sikora up top to Cale Holm. Holm left of the circle, back to Sikora on the right. Whistle and a foul, offensive foul, illegal screen, I believe, is the call against Mason Bussey.
Didn't quite get that set. He came up pretty quick and just didn't give him a step.
Well, if you're on the hunt for your next vehicle, visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru and Maury's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chippewa Falls and Cadott. Maury's Auto Group, moving life forward. Maury's. Welcoming them back to the Chippewa Valley. 23 apiece, over 90 seconds gone by here in the second half. In Spring Valley, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you, along with Val Knobloch. We'll go sports on Max TV for this regional semifinal tournament game. WIAA Division IV basketball, number 3, Spring Valley, hosting your number 6 seed, McDonald Max. Carson Galvez, active hands in the passing lane, knocks one into the Spring Valley faithful. Pretty good contingent on hand from both schools here tonight.
It's a pretty full gym.
Pass in the backcourt. Stashek across the timeline for Bauer. Stashek looks like he wants it back. He's calling for it left wing. Outside the arc against Holm. Puts on the floor with the right hand. Stashek kick out right side. Robilia steps back for a deep three. Rattles in and out. Rebound fought for. Who's going to win that race? McDonald saving it out of bounds. Last touch by whom? I believe by Mason Wolf. Cooper Mittermeier is flying out of bounds, tried to save that in, and a lot of hands were close to it. 23-all, 15:40 to go. Max moving left to right here in the second half. Jordan Sikora between the wheels to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts on the floor, goes between his legs. Off a Mason Bussey screen, attacking into the lane, kick out. Carson Galvez left of the circle for three, rims in and out. He ended up on the floor, and no call. Mason Bussey offensive rebound out to Jordan Sikora. Sikora attacking to the paint, now kick out Cale Holm. Holm draw pass, Cooper Mittermeier for three. That one an air ball and rebound to Mason Wolf.
It's a fight down underneath that rim.
And Carson ended up flat on his back taking that three. I didn't see what happened. I think he was hoping for a call, but
I don't know. The guy was boxing him out. He was trying to draw the foul, but he didn't see it that way.
Gone by here. Bauer turns in the lane, hits a jumper from 12 feet. Jamison Bauer has 5 points, and it's 25-23 Spring Valley. Mason Bussey up top. Two teams that pride themselves on defense as Stashek steps in front of a pass. Another turnover for the Max. Stashek goes between his legs, wheels in the lane, held up in a whistle and a foul. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Learn more at freezefinancialgroup.com. Go Max from Freeze Financial Group. That's a second on Cale Holm, team second. Inbounds to Schmidt. Schmidt leans up and in for two.
Not sure how he got that one out of there.
Just powered it up, and Schmidt has 8 points, and that's now a game high. 27-23, Schmidt just 2 points under his season average. 4-point lead for the Spring Valley Cardinals. Jordan Sikora guarded by Schmidt out to Cale Holm. Cooper Mittermeier left wing. Mittermeier off the screen from Mason Bussey. Out to Carson Galvez, Cale Holm right wing, back to Carson. Carson driving baseline, runs into a double team, throws it away in the lane. Schmidt with his steal. Stashek weaving between traffic, goes all the way to the rim and scores. 29-23, Cooper Mittermeier inside the arc to Carson Galvez left wing. Out to Cale Holm now. Jordan Sikora right side. Sikora jab step on Schmidt, working off a screen from Galvez. Gives it back to Carson, then gets it back up top. Cooper Mittermeier to Cale Holm on the left wing. Guarded by Bauer. Holm up top to Mason Bussey. Bussey one big step, dribble handoff. Cooper Mittermeier at the left elbow, fights a pass out to Carson Galvez. Good look at a three, yes! McDonald needed that one to stem the tide. Carson Galvez, his third triple. Three-point game, 29-26. Cardinals lead the Max here on their home floor.
Spring Valley staying in a man-to-man defense.
Bauer, quick trigger on three. That's an air ball.
McDonald staying in that 2-3, giving Spring Valley a hard time.
Carson Galvez will inbound to Cooper Mittermeier. He'll pick up the pace, jogging across the Cardinals logo at midcourt. Mason Bussey high on the left. Up top, Cale Holm, right at the circle, fires a pass down low. Beautiful look. Carson Galvez up and in for two. What a great cut and great find.
Yes.
Galvez with 11 points, a game high, 29-28. Wolf fights one up. Did he walk with the ball? Yes,
yep.
He did. 1 point game. The lead still in favor of Spring Valley. 12:39 to go.
Be a battle for the next 12 minutes, 30 seconds.
Cale Holm off of Carson Galvez screen. Stasha going for the three. Galvez open, looking at three, left corner. He got another one. Carson Galvez feeling it from range.
It's
four made threes. And he has 14, 31-29. McDonald retakes the lead. Schmidt up top. Right side, Robilia. Robilia fights it down to Bauer. Bauer blocked by Holm, but a foul.
That's Cale's third.
Well, if you need a dumpster, Johnson Roll-Off Service has one to fit your project. Remodels, demolitions, spring or fall cleanup, Johnson Roll-Off can help and also offers dumpsters for recycling metal, concrete, cardboard, and much more with Holloway and disposal. Serving West Central Wisconsin, JohnsonRolloffService.com. It's JohnsonRolloffService.com. And the first free throw is good for Bauer. Second attempt is good as well. So Bauer hits a pair. Jamison Bauer, his first attempts from the free throw line. He now has 7 points, and we are knotted up at 31. Jordan Secor up top. At the left elbow, kick to Carson Galvez. Back to Jordan Secor, high on the left. Right side, Grant Smithew just came into the game. Up top, Cooper Mittermeier leaves it left side for Secor. Secor working off a Mason Bussey screen. Bussey rolled to the hoop. They couldn't get it to him. Galvez up top, walked to the basketball.
That little curl hop there.
When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, there's only one name to remember. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken, 715-720-4000. That's 720-4000. David Anderson back in for Mason Bussey. 11:44 to go. 31 apiece. Schmidt up top, leaves for Stasha. Stasha to Bauer. Bauer against Grant Smitsky, Diego Schmidt. He's been very strong here in the second half. Bauer left wing, McDonald in the zone. Up down into the lane, Barca kick out, right corner, three on the way. I think Grant Smitsky may have got a piece of that, but Jordan Secor went over the back of Stasha. That'll be McDonald's fourth foul. No whistles yet against Spring Valley here in the second half. Played a clean second half as Robilia out and Bartko in. Bartko already in. Stasik will inbound. Kicks into the left corner. Grant Smitsky with a closeout there on Poulin. Out to Bauer. 11:16 to play, 31 apiece. Stasik at the left elbow. Working the dribble, spins, kicking the left corner. Open look at a three, rattled in. Elijah Poulin, they left him wide open. And it's 34-31 Spring Valley. Jordan Secor up top. Secor at the left elbow to Carson Galvez. Galvez curling just outside the lane. Back to Jordan Secor. Secor a head fake, driving baseline, hangs hard, hits, counted, and a foul. And one for Jordan Secor as he was slammed to the deck. And Secor his chance at three the old-fashioned way for the second time tonight. His team trailing by just a point, 34-33.
He's fighting hard under there, too. Yeah, like you said, that's the second time he hit the deck pretty hard.
Secor, the free throw is perfect. Jordan Secor with 8 points, and we are tied once again at 34. Stasik across the timeline. Leaves it on the left side for Bauer outside the arc to Schmidt. Hit right side, Stashek. Cooper Mittermeier in his grip. Work back to Schmidt on the left wing. Bauer loops it over on the right wing to Poulin, who just hit a three moments ago. Over to Bauer. Closed up by Grant Smitsky, preventing the three, but they find a cutting Poulin up and in for two. Elijah Poulin cut back door, 36-34. The Cardinals retake the lead.
That was a good find and a really good pass.
Cooper Mittermeier up top. The Grant Smitsky left wing. Smitsky to Jordan Sikora. Matched up against Stashek, working off a screen. Sikora driving baseline, kick out Smitsky. Rotates Cooper Mittermeier. Carson Galvez straight on for three. Rattles in and out. David Anderson got the rebound out to Grant Smitsky. Smitsky to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier attacking the paint. Kick out Smitsky. Smitsky for three, and the lead rattles in and out. Oh, goodness. That was halfway down.
It was.
9:44 to play here in the half. Bauer, no hesitation on a three. Wow. That was a very confident shot by Jamison Bauer. His second three, and it's back to a five-point game, 39-34.
That was a deep three, too.
Carson Galvez up top. Whistle and a foul down low, and I think we'll have just the second foul of the second half
against Spring Valley.
That one goes against Elijah Poulin. 9:26 to play. 39-34. Spring Valley with the lead. McDonald with the basketball. Four team fouls now against the Max, two against the Cardinals. Cooper Mittermeier up top. Crosses over between his legs, looking for help as he picks up the dribble for Carson Galvez. For Jordan Sikora. Grant Smitsky has it on the right wing. And a whistle, and I think we'll have another quick foul on the Cardinals. And Poulin just picked up another, I believe. So three pretty quick fouls there for Elijah Poulin. With 9:10 to go in a five-point game. Regional semifinal. Winner moves on to tomorrow night. Anderson left side, Jordan Sikora. Carson Galvez hit the deck along the baseline. Jordan Sikora back to Galvez right corner, guarded by Schmidt. Galvez at the foul line. They rip it away from him. Schmidt with the steal. Schmidt down the lane, drops it off for Stashek, lets everybody go by. Miss one point blank. Rebound batted out and back to Spring Valley. That's Bauer, and Bauer's fouled in the lane. 8:49 to go. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Inbounds to Schmidt. Schmidt misses one from point blank, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald.
Almost had that. David Anderson almost had that.
And Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Altoona, Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO, cvosm.com/WOGO. Inbounds to Schmidt in the right corner, left corner, excuse me. Out to Bauer, who's been dangerous from outside. Poulin up top, 39-34, 8:37 to go. The way this game is played defensively, kind of a danger zone for McDonald. Runner, no, for Stashek. Outlet pass, Cooper Mittermeier to Jordan Sikora. Sikora driving in hard and blocking foul called. Oh, that was a bang-bang play.
Yeah.
And Schmidt just picked up his third as Jordan Sikora went hard to the deck. The crowd doesn't like it. And that was...
I thought that was the right call.
That was close.
It was very, very close. If it's that close, you got to give it to the offensive pick.
So Schmidt picks up his third, team's four, so whistles... A lot more even. Jordan Sikora, free throw, rattles out. Make tonight a Culver's night. Culver's of Lake Halley is proud to back the Max. Stop by for the frozen custard flavor of the day. Hot and delicious cheese curds and butter burgers made with fresh, never frozen beef. Culver's of Lake Halley. Second free throw attempt for the McDonald Jr. Jordan Sikora. That one rattles through. He has 9 points and pulls McDonald. Within four, 39-35. A lot of game time left. 8:20 and counting. Up top, Schmidt, an over-the-shoulder catch. Hands off to Stashek. Stashek leaves it for Bauer. Bauer back to Stashek on the left wing. Up top, Poulin now. Poulin to Stashek, left wing. They'll drop it down to the post. Spinning against Mason Buskey. Throwing one up, losing his balance. And a wild shot goes back to McDonald. Cale Holm, right corner. Holm whips it down to Mason Bussey. Bussey up and in for two. Running the floor and being rewarded for it. His first bucket, Mason Bussey. And McDonald within a bucket, 39-37. Bauer just right at the circle. finds Stasha. Kale Holm coming out on him. They'll drop down into the paint. They found out Schmidt. High post feed now. Bauer passes up the three. Pulls up from the right elbow. That one well short. Did someone get a piece of it? No. Nope. He just missed it.
Short
a T-Rex armed it, I guess. 39-37. McDonald trails by two here in this regional semifinal. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. WOGO Sports on Max TV. Val Knobloch running the McDonald live stream tonight. 7:20 and counting to go in the game. Cale Holm for the lead. Left corner three. Book it.
A very 40-39.
The third triple for Cale Holm. Timeout on the floor. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Max Basketball, Playoff Edition on WOGO Sports on Max TV.
I got a Dear John letter from my asphalt roof after 15 years. Said, hey, great times together, but I need to find someone new. Frankly, she just wore out. But we're moving on to a brighter future with a metal roof. I've fallen head over shingles for a new metal roof. She's strong, durable, and energy efficient. Keeps me cool in the summer and cozy in winter. I want the best for my family, and it's a
Bjorkstrand
metal roof.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, you'll find a friend. So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Well, we've got the makings of a great game here tonight. It's already been that so far. 7-11 left, one-point game, and both teams have kind of traded this slimmest of margins lead throughout the contest. McDonald right now in front, but Spring Valley with the basketball coming out of their timeout. Team fouls, five for McDonald, four for Spring Valley, so not a lot left to give there. Diego Schmidt up top to Stasik. Stasik outside the arc. Flips it up top, Poulin, back to Schmidt, just inside the arc on the right wing. Schmidt up top to Bauer. Bauer drops down, high post, pass fought away and knocked in the arms of Mason Bussey. To Jordan Sikora. Sikora to Cale Holm. Holm in the right corner, attacking. Out to Cooper Mittermeier, left to the circle for three. Back rim, no. Off the top of the backboard and back to Mason Wolf, who just came into the game.
Oh,
and
Cale
Holm just picked up his fourth foul, as you mentioned, trying to go for the steal. Well, it's time. Time to call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707 or Wirzgala.com, 839-0707 or Wirzgala.com. 6:40 left, and Cale Holm is going to take a seat on the bench. Grant Smiski back in this one-point game. McDonald now doesn't have any fouls left to give either. That was their sixth. Four whistles against Spring Valley. Bauer right wing up top to Schmidt. Schmidt leaves it on the left side. Krzysztofczyk up top, Poulin. You can see how these teams play to a one-possession game back in November. 46-43, Spring Valley won that one. Poulin on the left wing, looking down to the post, goes up top, Stasik hesitates, out to Poulin on the right wing, and they're looking toward Mason Wolf in the post. Stasik up top, back to Poulin. Poulin with the ball fake, foul line, working out right side, deep three, forcing one up, side of the rim, no, Mason Bussey powers down the rebound, Stasik with a miss there. To Jordan Sikora. Sikora, big head fake, attacking into the lane, hangs in the air, no, Mason Bussey, offensive rebound, blocked, but a foul, and Bussey going to the line.
Nice rebound by
I think that's just the second on Mason Wolf, but the team's fifth. With 5:51 left, Mason Bussey will go to the line shooting two. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Bussey the first free throw. Too strong. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. Mason, a 50% foul shooter, so law of averages says this one should go in, and it does. 3 points for Mason Bussey, 2 points the lead for McDonald, 41-39. Just past the two-thirds mark of the second half. You're in this regional semifinal from Spring Valley, WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. WOGO Sports on Max TV. Bauer up top, Schmidt. Back to Bauer, left wing. He's hurt him a couple times from three. They'll drop into Mason Bussey, to Mason Wolf. And Wolf is fouled. And who will that be on? That's going to send Wolf to the line, shooting a one and one. I think Jordan Sikora.
Yes,
Wolf.
He did.
This will be his first free throw attempt tonight. Second on Jordan Sikora. Wolf, the 6'6" junior. First free throw, back rim, no rebound, cleared by McDonald's Jordan Sikora. Hands off to Cooper Mittermeier. Max a chance to extend this one possession lead. Sikora right wing against Stashek. Sikora puts on the floor with the right hand, comes to a jump stop, kick out, Grant Smiski, high catch, left corner. Over to Cooper Mittermeier, high on the left, to Carson Galvez. Galvez back to Jordan Sikora with 5:18 to play. Sikora, Cooper Mittermeier, left side, Grant Smiski. Smiski to Mason Bussey just inside the arc at the left elbow, looking for a handoff to Cooper Mittermeier, get it to him to Carson Galvez. Jordan Sikora, right corner, working off a Galvez screen. Kick to Grant Smiski. Smiski, head fake, bumped, and a blocking foul called. That is the last foul to give for Spring Valley, as Bauer is trying to draw the charge, I think, but not going to give him that call. With 5:02 left, bonus the rest of the way for both teams. Carson Galvez will inbound.
Come down to free throws, probably.
Galvez waiting, looking, finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier left corner, attacking, kick out. Jordan Sikora right of the circle for three.
Good.
Splashed it! Jordan Sikora! His nice first hit from downtown tonight joins the three-point parade. It's 44-39 McDonald. 4:45 to go. Spring Valley to Diego Schmidt, right side. From Stashek, up top, Robilia. Robilia at the high post. Bauer back to Schmidt. Schmidt attacking just outside the paint. Kick out. Bauer for another three. Oh, my goodness, he hit another one. His third, and those are deep threes, and Bauer just rotation and backspin on those shots. He's a confident shooter. 44-42, McDonald's lead trimmed by that three-point margin. 4:15 to go. Either team can foul without sending the other to the line. Grant Smiski out to Jordan Sikora. Cooper Mittermeier left corner. Mittermeier puts on the floor with the right hand, looking for Mason Bussey. Wasn't there. To Jordan Sikora. Sikora against Stashek. Wheels on him, spins by him to Carson Galvez, right corner against Schmidt. Back out to Sikora. Under 4 minutes to play. 44-42 McDonald. Grant Smiski in the left wing. Smiski against Bauer, working off a screen from Bussey. Grant Smiski pulls up inside the foul line, back out to Jordan Sikora. They'll try and stretch this defense out for the Cardinals. Bussey comes out for a screen, a bump, no call. Back to Bussey. Bussey back to Sikora. In front of the McDonald bench. Jordan Sikora wheeling, looking for help, finds Mason Bussey, and Coach Schiller wants a timeout. We'll take a 30-second break as well. Don't go away. The final 3:34 looks to be thrilling. We're back in half a minute. This is Max Playoff Basketball. We'll go sports on Max TV.
It's time to boost your career. Nestle Health Science is expanding and hiring to meet demand. Nestle offers great pay and a full benefits package, including a 401k and pension. Production operators receive up to $29.80 per hour after 90 days, and maintenance mechanics receive up to $34.77 per hour, plus premiums and bonuses. Nestle offers you stability with a strong history of offering careers that pay a living wage and great benefits to people like you for over 30 years in the Eau Claire area. Go to NestleJobs.com to find current openings. NestleJobs.com. That's NestleJobs.com.
Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Maybe that's you or someone you know. Great family-owned company to work for in the Chippewa Valley. Stop into their office in Eau Claire to find out more or apply online at wirzgala.com. That's wirzgala.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Val Knobloch as well. Logo Sports on Max TV. Just over 3.5 minutes to play. McDonald with the inbound out of their timeout. Gail Holm back in there. He'll take a three, right corner. No. Mason Bussey trying to fight for the rebound. Saved by Bauer, but right back to Carson Galvez with the intercept. Galvez up top between the circles. Jordan Sikora, 3:22 to play now. Again, neither team can foul. McDonald holding on to a two-point lead, 44-42. Gail Holm. Right wing to Carson Galvez. Hands off. Cooper Mittermeier across the foul line. Finds Jordan Sikora in the left corner. Stasha comes out on him. Jordan Sikora guarded very closely, crosses over on Stashek a couple times. Up top, Carson Galvez. 3 minutes to go. Galvez driving in. He's held up by Schmidt. And is that the fourth on Schmidt or the third? Either way, it's going to send Sikora to the line, shooting a one and one, or Galvez, excuse me, but the fourth on Diego Schmidt. War of attrition with fouls here. Carson Galvez going to the line. This is a one and one. 2:58 left in a two-point game. First free throw for Carson. Yes. Palmley knocks it through. Carson Galvez. Gail Holmes going to check out offense defense here. Grant Smisky back in. 45-42 to make this a two-possession game. Jordan Sikora. Excuse me, Carson Galvez. Galvez second free throw. You better believe it.
Good shot.
46-42 the max. A lot of time going before the close here. 2:50 to go. Stashek up top to Robilia. Robilia left side, Bauer drops to the high post, Mason Wolf. Out to Stashek, deep three straight on, got it. Goodness, what a shot from Stashek. Clutch shot, and it's a one-point game, 46-45. McDonald, again, just that one-point advantage. The teams have traded that one-point lead so many times here tonight. Under 2.5 to play. And Smisky left wing. Smisky up top, Carson Galvez puts on the floor again. Schmidt driving in hard, drops down to Bussy, and Bussy lost the handle on it. There's a low pass, tough to handle, and Stasha coming across the timeline, a chance to take the lead. Bauer, pass to Wolf. Wolf up and scores. And the
Carson
lead back.
Carson Galvez is not feeling well right now. He took a hard hit to the floor there. The refs are going to stop the game. Give him a look at.
2:04 left, 47-46. Spring Valley has stormed back. Galvez does not want to come out of this game. Grant Smisky is going to check out Cale Holm back in. And it looks like Carson's going to be all right. He'll inbound here. And McDonald's four-point lead, now a one-point deficit. A big three by Stashek and the big fella Mason Wolf with a bucket underneath. What can the Max do here? Under 2 minutes to play, trailing 47-46. Cale Holm passes up a three, now steps into one, left corner, that one far side of the rim. No rebound, knocked out of bounds, off of Spring Valley. Mason Bussy knocks it off of Wolf out of bounds, and the Max going to have another chance here. Minute 47 left.
Point here, 47-46, Spring Valley up by one. We need a bucket here, boys.
17 fouls apiece. Cooper Mittermeier to inbound here. He's still waiting, still looking, and finds a man in the corner. Now Mittermeier gets it back, fires out to Bussy. Bussy to Jordan Sikora. Sikora to Galvez. Galvez for a three, back rim, no. Rebound cleared by Wolf with a minute 37 left. Donald could have used that one. Now a whistle and a foul. And that's going to send Stashek, an excellent free throw shooter, to the line. 1-1 here with a minute 32 left. Mittermeier playing aggressive defense, again, knowing that Spring Valley would try and drain the clock here.
Yep. They're going to have to start fouling, probably. Both teams are going to be.
Stashek's free throw is good. 48-46, Spring Valley. And these teams met earlier. It was 46-43 back on November 28th, Spring Valley with the win. Second free throw is good for Cade Stashek.
Timeout.
49-46, 30-second timeout. We are back in half a minute. WOGO Sports on Max TV.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community, by optimizing true wealth. We're proud to support the McDonald basketball team in their run to the playoffs this season. Go Max! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS.
Hoping for another thrilling finish from the Magical Max here as they are down 49-46, minute 32 to play. Again, had a 4.2 possession advantage not long ago, but some clutch buckets from the Cardinals on their home floor have given them a full one possession lead.
We need to convert here. We need points.
Cale Holm left wing against Bauer. Galvez gives him a screen. Cale Holm picks up his dribble, looking for help, finds it in Jordan Sikora on the right wing. Sikora attacking along the baseline, shoots a pass along the baseline, knocked out of bounds by Diego Schmidt.
Trying to hit Cale over in the corner.
Any foul will send the Max to the line, and Coach Schilling wants to set something up here, so he'll take a timeout, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. Max Basketball, WOGO Sports on Max TV.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Well, are you on the hunt for your next vehicle? Visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru and Maury's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Chippewa Falls or Cadott's. Maury's Auto Group, moving life forward. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, Val Knobloch with you. We'll go sports on Max TV. Critical possession here for the Max. Regional semifinal, trailing 49-46 with the basketball, minute 13 left. And Jordan Sikora will inbound with two of the blocks and two of the elbows. Sikora holding and flips it out to Cale Holm, the sophomore left wing, against Bauer. With a minute 10 to play, Carson Galvez right side, Jordan Sikora. Off the Galvez screen, guarded by Schmidt to Cale Holm. Holm left side, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Mason Bussey at the left elbow. Mason standing there, hands off to Cale Holm, and Holm. Oh, we're going to get an offensive foul.
They're going to call an illegal pick.
Illegal screen on Mason Bussey. Coach Schilling doesn't like that. Colin, I'm inclined to agree. I didn't see it. Wow, that is a tough call to make in that situation.
Yeah.
Wow. 56.8. Schmidt inbounds to Robelia with 55 seconds left, and now McDonald trailing by a full possession. They're going to have to foul, and Cale Holm will foul out. With 51.9 left.
Yep, and Cale just fouled out.
49-46, Max will have to hope for a miss here. Grant Smiski comes in for Cale Holm. Holm will finish with 9 points. And Robelia at the line.
It's a double.
Shooting double bonus. First free throw, off the mark. That's the miss McDonald needed, but need another one. Still a lot of time left, 51.9. Robelia, second attempt here to make it a two-possession game, and he will. Robelia splits the pair of free throws, 50 seconds left. Cooper Mittermeier right wing, his team trailing 50-46. Mittermeier to Carson Galvez, in front of his own bench to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts on the floor with the right hand, pulls up, tough shot, that one comes up short, rebound Schmidt. Schmidt hands it off to Bauer. Bauer, 36 seconds left. McDonald trying to pressure him into a poor pass. Back to Schmidt. Schmidt races across the timeline, and a timeout taken first
by Spring Valley.
By Spring Valley, so we'll step out and be back in half a minute. McDonald basketball late going in this regional semi.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Could be the final moments of this season for McDonald. With 31.2 seconds remaining, they trail 50-46. Needing to create some chaos here on this inbound.
I think they're going to try. I think Coach said they're going to foul right away. Told the ref that that's what they want to do.
Schmidt to inbound, holding, waiting, finds Mason Wolf, and he's fouled by Mason Bussey. And that will send Wolf to the line. He'll shoot two, 29.7 seconds left. So again, McDonald needs misses and makes. Misses from the free throw line, makes probably from deep. Trailing by four here. And Wolf shooting a double bonus. First free throw is short. Mason Wolf. They're trying to leave the door open a little bit here. Yeah. Eli Stepp going to come in for Mason Bussey. Substitutions on both sides.
For the shooter.
Caleb Bartko about to come back in for Wolf if he makes the free throw here. 50-46, McDonald trailing by four. Second free throw is good. So Mason Wolf makes it a 5-point game. 51-46. With 29.7 left, Carson Galvez will inbound.
Gonna come down and shoot one up and make it real quick.
Jordan Sikora up top, guarded by Stashek. Trying to get an opening. Sikora goes behind his back, flips over to Carson Galvez in the left corner. Guard closely by Schmidt. Kick out. Eli Stepp has a good look at a three right side. That one side of the rim doesn't bounce in. Rebound taken by Stashek. He'll push ahead to Robelia. Robelia down the lane. Layup. And that should just about do it here with 5 seconds left, 53-46. A heave from three-quarter court off the top of the backboard with 1 second left. Spring Valley going to move on to a regional final, possibly to face Cameron tomorrow night. The Cardinals will inbound, and they defend their home floor. And the MAC season comes to an end here in the regional semifinal. The final score, Spring Valley 53, Roy McDonald MAC 46. We'll come back with the Post Glass postgame show. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Second half highlights. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling. Salute the seniors as well as the Macs end their season at 16-10. Coming up short here in the regional semi, and the Spring Valley Cardinals move on 19-6 now on the year. We'll step out and be back after this. WOGO Sports on MAC TV, the Post Glass postgame show next. Brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Spring gives us a feel of new, refreshed. Summer road trips are coming. And now is the time to visit Maury's Eau Claire Subaru, Chippewa Falls, and Cadott Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Maury's Hello Spring Savings is going on now. Enjoy Maury's Promise complimentary lifetime powertrain warranty. And best price first. New 2024s means more inventory and more savings for you. Plus, during Maury's Hello Spring Savings, Maury's is offering $750 in trade assist. Same great team, service, and store. Brand new name, Maury's, moving life forward.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed three shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got two shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking, but we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
If you have the desire to make a change and the dedication to take action, determination can be found at 3D Fitness. 3D Fitness offers free weights, personal training, sports nutrition, and tanning, plus two convenient locations, 3D Fitness Eau Claire at 405 Graham Avenue and 3D Fitness at Chippewa Falls at 15 West Grand Avenue in downtown Chippewa. Open 24/7 so you can train on your schedule. Keep up with us and our talented 3D Fitness members on Facebook and Instagram. Desire, determination, dedication. 3D Fitness.
Well, a tough way to end the season for McDonald on the road here against the Spring Valley Cardinals. Tough team from the Dunn St. Croix. And the Macs had a four-point lead late going in this one, but see it evaporates and turn into a seven-point deficit at the closing horn. 53-46, the final. And Spring Valley moves on to a regional final tomorrow night. McDonald season comes to a close. We'll, of course, look ahead next year as well, too, as certainly a lot of returning talent and should be a strong freshman or two coming into this program as well next year. But we want to salute the seniors. But first, just looking at the game in front of us here, this was a defensive battle, Mark Maloney, and a lot of credit to Spring Valley, too. I mean, McDonald came out firing very early in this game, first half and second half. But Spring Valley, again, always seemed to have an answer. And they're not an incredibly veteran team as well. Several seniors, but also a strong junior class there, too. But they really never got rattled in this game. And McDonald had some chances maybe to pull this one out and put it away. And Spring Valley just wouldn't let it happen.
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
I think they were saying that's a red out tomorrow.
Oh.
So everybody wear red tomorrow for Spring Valley.
Okay, but, yeah, back to this game here. The McDonald boys played a very, very good game. And we figured that, you know, it was going to be back and forth, back and forth. Come down to free throws at the end there. Spring Valley hit some free throws that kind of put them up, you know, by two possessions, and that kind of took a little wind out of our sails, but again, it was a very, very good fight there,
and a lot of good looks, a lot of shots that didn't go down, a lot that did tonight actually too. McDonald shot again well from beyond the arc, but look at the other side when we look at the scoring. Jamison Bauer, 10 points in the second half, 13 on the night. I mean, he was just deadly, hit three threes in the second half. And man, you got to tip your cap to that young man. He really made a difference. He's one of the seniors on this Spring Valley team. And sometimes you see that where a senior just says, hey, I'm going to put the team on my back.
Yeah. And again, there wasn't a lot of, you know, McDonald, by my book here, it looks like we only had five guys scoring. Spring Valley only had seven guys scoring, so it was a pretty good defensive battle there, you know, with Spring Valley playing that man-to-man defense the whole game, and McDonald stayed in that 2-3 zone defense, and yeah, both teams kind of struggled moving that ball offensively, so it came down to that. So it was we needed to put the ball in the hoop a couple more times, and we just didn't get it done.
Well, hope we can catch up with Coach Schilling again as our post-glass post-game show continues. It's brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll look at the stats and take a listen to the second half highlights. All that coming up in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports Live on Max TV.